Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Well, praise Yah, everybody. We're going to get into this word here to remind us that know this, but also to think about this so we don't get caught up in a situation like so many people are getting caught up today. The enemy is very swift in the way he does things, and he'll trick us and make do things. But my goal in life, you know, is to focus on our Creator. And I believe the enemy's distraction for those of us that want to focus on him is to get us distracted, to distract us from focusing on Yah. And the way he does this is by creating drama in our lives, or drama all around. And I don't want to get caught up in any drama, because that's how you get led astray, to get caught up into these rumors, these false accusations, and this gossip, and all these other things. My heart is to focus on Yah. And most of these things of the world do not pertain to me. You know, and I want to keep things as simple as possible. When Yeshua was, you know, they were trying to catch Yeshua up into the drama and trick him to give him an answer. This is his whole ministry. That's what was trying to be done. He had the Pharisees and the sages trying to get him caught up in the drama. Even though it was about him, he said, I don't want nothing to do with this. And then in Pilate, and you know, they tried to get him caught up in the drama. Do what you're going to do. I don't want to get caught up in this. Staying drama free, especially in today's times where it seems gossip is taking over the world. So, you know, we need to just look at scriptures to remind us these things. And we shouldn't be caught up in drama. Sometimes people call me up and they tell me these things, and I'm saying, don't get involved with that, because it's not somebody asking for help. This is a drama situation that people are pretty much bringing on themselves. You know, so learning how to avoid drama is literally learning how to avoid the enemy, because drama is about the enemy. You know, Yah's life is not difficult to live the way Yeshua asked us to live. He says his yoke is easy, even though he raised the bar on how we are to live, not even to think of sinning, but to not act out on it. But he didn't, even though he raised the bar, the yoke is easy. You know what yoke is? Yoke is what they tied around the neck, and they, you know, when somebody went down and thrown in the water, they sank. You know, they tied it around their neck and they couldn't stand up straight. Yeshua said, my yoke's easy, it's not heavy. But getting caught up in all this drama is just literally the rejecting Yeshua's, you know, gift and the gift that Yah give us in the Holy Spirit, and just deciding to continue with all this stuff. It says in Galatians, in the scriptures, in Galatians 5:15-16, however, if you continue to bite and devour one another, beware that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, live by the Rahada Kodesh, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. You see, that's what drama and gossip and rumors and false accusations, all that is. It's being caught up by the flesh, the excitement of, oh, what's going on here? Or did you hear this or this? You know, there are facts and there are fictions. And then people support the drama while they ignore the reality that Yeshua is the only fact that's in your life that you should be promoting and talking about with your time, your precious time. And to not get caught up in all these different worldly, fleshly things and the fleshly desires on so many levels. The enemy just wants to suck you in. That's what he does. He wants to suck you into all this drama, where envy and strife and divisions, you know, this is what's going on. We need to learn to, you know, there's a saying, mind your own business. So as we go out there this week, somebody calls you up, The great aunt, that's none of my business. That's none of my business. I don't want to get caught up into this drama. You know, I love 1 Thessalonians 4:11. It says, make it your goal to live quietly. Do your work and earn your own living as we ordered you. I love it. I love it. Do what you got to do. Spend time with your family. Get your work done. Focus on Yah. Don't get caught up and sucked into the drama of this world and all this stuff going on. And it's our human, the way it's not even a human thinking. When I say that, it's the way we're brought up and in the society we live in today. But there are societies in a world today that are different. Let me give you this example. Years ago in Pennsylvania, there was a man that was a milkman delivery for the Amish people. But one day the enemy took him over and he went and he shot a bunch of school kids. Now the Amish people had a great crime committed against them. Their own children were slaughtered and murdered. And the man also took his own life. The normal way the world would react to this is revenge. And on every single level, vengeance. Even today when something happens on the news and something happens to them, you have people that have nothing to do with the situation inciting drama, rumors, and just extubating the situation. So much so that there are riots in cities and, you know, and things just, people creating more drama, setting stores on fires and all this stuff. You know, that's not the way. You know, that's taking our focus completely off Yah. Completely off Yah. Instead of, I said it before, when people are knocking down all the historical statues, if they're so concerned about what's going on in the world, why don't they just pray to our wonderful creator that he either get rid of the things that aren't justified of being there or the situation or something else. It's just drama. And we need to be careful with this. You know, the strife of this world, when strife is there, the enemy is near. Remember that. When strife is there, the enemy is there. It says in 1 Peter 4:15, if you suffer, however, it must not be for murder, stealing, or making trouble, or prying into other people's affairs. Now, I'm all for standing up for people and standing up for our rights and all this. But just like I say, when it comes to sickness, before I go to a doctor, I'm going to Yah in prayer. Before I go to court, before I go to give my side of the story or my event that's going on or something I'm doing to defend a right of a person, I'm going to Yah. And that's the heart we need, to go to Yah. You know, and all this drama that people go through and people suffer and everything else, it starts with the enemy. And the enemy does it through ways like gossip and false accusations and things like this. That's how much of this gets started. And when we're so focused on the flesh, we just ignore this or we don't think about, well, where is this coming from? And I tell you again, when strife is there, the enemy is near. You know, and then when tempers get flaring, somebody told me something a long time ago that was made so much sense to me. They said, you know, when you can't whisper anymore, when voices start getting raised, and there are some people that naturally talk loud, I'm not talking about that, but when voices start getting raised, that sparks starting to turn into a fire. And it's not of Yah. It's not of Yah. And then, I mean, one thing I've seen time after time after time again, on any level, when there's foul language being used, that's exacerbating the fire. That's That's making it worse. That's adding to the drama on every single level. And it's usually come from anger, because when most people will use a foul word, it's either anger or jealousy or bitterness or some negative emotion that's not of Yah. We have a side to choose in this spiritual battle. We could choose Yah's side, or we could choose the Satan's side. We have a side to choose. And when you have bitterness and all these other types of negative emotions, that is not of Yah. So we need to realize that. And there's a saying, check yourself before you wreck yourself. And remember, there's a spiritual battle going on that's consistently going on. You know, so Ephesians 4:29. Let's turn to Ephesians 4:29. Ephesians 4:29 says, don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. And not only your words, but your tone. Not only your tone, your heart. There's nothing in your voice that is displaying a negative emotion. It says in Proverbs, there's another word for wisdom. Proverbs 16:28 says, wrongdoers eagerly listen to gossip. Liars pay close attention to slander. Wow, what a great verse for today's times. Wrongdoers will easily listen to gossip, and liars pay close attention to slander. You see, you're either adding to the fire or putting it out. That's it. The fire is only going to continue if you keep throwing wood on the fire or something flammable. If you stop throwing something flammable on the fire, it's out. So take a rumor, for example, or a false accusation. You know, so somebody hears it, they spread it. They spread it and they spread it. What if at one point everyone that heard it just stopped spreading it? There's nothing fueling it, and eventually it's going to go out. You know, it says in Proverbs 26:20, without wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, a quarrel dies down. So if without these things, they die down and they go out, that means if they're continuing, there must be a lot of things fueling it. And if there's a gossip in your church, if there's rumors going around about people, there's talk behind the back, if things aren't being addressed in a manner, in a way that Yah explained in scriptures of how to address it without all this drama and gossip and all this stuff. You know, if this is happening, your antennas need to be up. And the problem is, in today's society, parents are not teaching their children, because parents are being led by the enemy to not only support but enjoy this gossip of the world today. As a matter of fact, there are people that love it so much, there are like TV shows that are just spreading gossip and drama and all this stuff out there today. And where does it all begin? It all begins with not going to our wonderful Creator. But the scriptures tell us how to address something. If you hear something, you're curious about it, about someone, or, you know, like, let's say you hear something and you go to the person before spreading that around with other people. Well, I heard so-and-so, such-and-such. Go to the person. Now, many of you will say, well, I don't even know the person. And my question is, well, why are you spreading their information around without, forget about going to the person. You don't even know the person. You know, and then, you know, like when people tell you, you know, I got to tell you something, but don't tell anyone else. Well, then don't tell me. The fact that you're telling me that is gossip. Even if it's true. If you're telling me not to tell anyone else, but you're scared I'm going to let somebody else know, don't even tell me, because I might not tell anyone else and somebody else might hear about it. And then you're going to come blaming me. Or maybe I will tell somebody else because it's so juicy and interesting. So don't tell me if you don't want anyone else to know. And of course, I'm not talking about your own personal situation inside your house with your family and stuff that's going on that you must maintain order and keep control. I'm talking about stuff of the world. What's happening? You know, and it's just a lot of it is not true. You know, and we end up telling lies. It says in Colossians, don't lie to one another. You know, because we're supposed to have gotten rid of our sinful nature and our wicked deeds and have this new nature. Become like our Creator, and our Creator's not into these things that the enemy is promoting. It says in Proverbs 19:9, a false witness will not go unpunished, and he who breathes out lies will perish. You know, so the enemy will tell you white lies are okay. Rumors and gossip are our rights to defend and people and all this stuff and everything else. And I'm not. Don't be fooled by the enemy. You know, it says in Proverbs 12:22, lying lips are an abomination to Yah, but they deal truly, but those that deal truly are his delight. Well, I'll tell you what, those that spread rumors and lies are an abomination to Yah as well. Ephesians 4:25 said, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. It told us about the scriptures, putting out the fire. You know, not creating strife, what the enemy does and wants us to do, but being a peacemaker, trying to make peace with things. You know, our words are very powerful, but so is the tone we say them in. Words are so powerful, you can call one person something and it means absolutely nothing to them. But if you call the wrong person on a wrong day a particular word, they will murder you, your family, and themselves over a word. Over a word. Grievous words stir up anger, as it says in the scriptures. Over a word. So how is it that somebody could say a word to me, and in no way at all will not affect me? But if you say that word to somebody else, it'll motivate them to murder. Or some movement where millions of people are rioting because somebody said a word. Yeah, we need to be careful with the words we speak, because in today's times, with the political correctness of the world, if you just don't say a word that goes along with the world or something else, you'll lose your job, they'll throw you in jail. You know, and you got to be careful of who you call what and what you say. No. Yah defined everything in scripture, what it is, and how it should be. When I was growing up, there was a saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will not hurt me. And today, that is completely gone. There's no such thing as that today. That's completely gone. Today, it's more like sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will either throw me in jail because I'm going to murder somebody if they say a particular word to me I don't like, or call me something I don't think I am, or something. You know, but the whole part of scripture, when we look at David and everyone else, and one of the main things of scripture is, you know, we're in a spiritual battle and Yah is going to fight our battles. We need to let him fight our battles. We don't have time for this stuff. If you're giving your time to the things that Yah wants you to be giving them to, you shouldn't have time for this drama and everything else. You know, and that's why Yah tells us how to deal with certain situations, rumors and things and situations. You take it to the person addresses it, you're done, move on. The person doesn't address it, you take it with other believers. It's still not addressed, then you have nothing to do with that person. That's it. Done. Yah knows what's going on. That person's kicked out of the community, but you don't start going and following that person everywhere. And you know, that's not your job. Yah will take care of that situation. Remember, grievous words stir up anger. We're supposed to be putting out the fire. The enemy wants to stir it up. We have to put it out. With all the stuff today going on, Now, Galatians 5:14, for all the law is fulfilled in one word. Even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Loving a neighbor as thyself is not letting this spread, but to put it out. To put it out. Ephesians 4, like all bitter, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiven one another, as Yeshua has given us, forgiven us. You know, what Yeshua say, turn the other cheek, right? But you know, how do we do this, and what do we do when the times are, things are going on where, you know, people are coming up against us in accusations and so on? You know, and I'm not saying not to defend yourself. I'm not saying not to speak up, but you know, when you have a lawyer, when you go to a court and you have a lawyer and somebody has false accusations against you or they're creating rumors about you, sometimes your human fleshly desire is to speak out immediately or say something immediately. And sometimes the lawyer will tell you, you know what, don't say anything just yet. Something you say in your emotion might hurt your case. So let's keep quiet. Don't speak to the media. Don't say anything just yet. Let's have our day in court, the lawyer will tell. And these are lawyers that are professionally trained to know the law and to know the best way to handle the situation. We'll have our day to court. So they're trying to win a verdict of man's court, but Yah is the true judge, and we will have our day with Yah. So when somebody accuses you of these things, before you emotionally react to them, pray to Yah that he put peace on your heart about these different things. Let Yah be the judge. You know when you're innocent. And let Yah be the judge. It says in Proverbs 20:22, do not say I will pay you back for this wrong. Wait for Yah and he will avenge you. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in a way where everyone can see that you're honorable. That's Romans 12:17. And I pray that this message has resonated with many of you today. We can understand and realize that this world is just a mess and the enemy is trying to get us to focus off our wonderful Creator and not to trust Him. You know, we could talk more about gossip and slander and false accusations and lying, but none of these are of Yah. That's what we have to remember and realize. And then when people make excuses for their gossip, that's not helping the situation. And then when people enjoy the gossip, people are so busy today, but people literally take time to stop and watch gossip on TV and look at it on the internet. It's gossip. But this is what people are doing with their time. They're not following the scriptural path, and then things aren't going good in their lives because they're not putting the fire out, they're spreading the fire. So I call you all, as it said in 2 Corinthians 13:5, to examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, is in you? Unless, of course, you fail that test. Proverbs 20:19 says, he that goes about a talebearer reveals secrets. Therefore, meddle not with him that flatters with his lips. And for those of you that are in a situation that you just can't wait to let your flesh justify something, defend yourself or something. Romans 3:14 says, put your eyes on Yeshua and not to fulfill the flesh and the lust of this world. Don't let the enemy have his way with you. Philippians 4 verse 8 says, finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Proverbs is another word for wisdom in the scriptures. Proverbs is another word for wisdom. And we think about the great wisdom of our Creator that was read by the great men of Scripture. And in the Psalms and the songs of our wonderful Creator. And we think about King David. And we think about Yah filling Solomon with all the knowledge and writing of the Proverbs. And he says in Proverbs 21:23, whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. Keeps himself out of trouble. How many of you right now are listening to this and thinking you've gotten yourself into some situation because you let the words that come out of your mouth add sparks to a fire? And how many of you are ready to put that fire out this day? To stop throwing stuff on top of the fire and start smothering the fire and putting it out and getting away with it and being done with it. And the scriptures talk about the things that we can do and the ways we can make that happen. Forgiveness, you know, no bitterness, none of these negative emotions that are not of Yah. And just go and proclaim Yeshua to the world. Yeshua died for us. Somebody comes to me, oh, you know, this, and this. Yeshua died for us. Vengeance is his. Hallelujah. This is why I don't get involved or caught up in a lot of this gossip that's out there in the world today. And I recommend people don't as well. Yah has better plans for you and better plans for your days and your time and your life. So use that time wisely. Use that time wisely. You know, if you're truly led by the Ruach, you're not going to be getting in shouting matches with people. You're certainly not going to be using foul language with people. And you're going to be able to sleep at night without worrying about what the world's saying about you or thinking about you or any of that nonsense. You know, Yah says to take joy in him and have the peace and the comfort. And I pray this day, may Yah's peace be upon you all. May you do the right thing if you're in a situation now where you've been adding to a drama. And if not, may you avoid those types of situations. Thank you for listening, everybody. You all have a blessed day. May our wonderful Creator be with you this day and always. Shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life. So you're pregnant and suddenly your whole life changed. You want to be joyful, but you're also afraid and anxious. How do you deal with this? Where do you go for help? CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast is here for you. We give compassionate counsel, helpful education and referrals so that you can make the best decision. There is no charge for our confidential services, and we will ensure that you enjoy security and strong support from the CareNet family. Reach out to us today at 772-828-3168.
Start Smart Learning Center offers a fun, nurturing, faith-based space for your child to grow and succeed. We are now enrolling children ages 1 to 5 years old. Visit our website at startsmartlc.org or call us at 772-281-4121 to give your child the head start they deserve.